Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Mermaid Fantasy. In this file, I will transform you into a mermaid, or, as the case may be, a merman. And throughout this fantasy, you'll be able to swim freely through the fantastic landscape, the amazing locations that is the bottom of the sea and the ocean. Now, of course, first, I'd have to actually transform you into your mer form. So to do that, we start with you. Closing your eyes, listening to my voice, and taking a deep breath to let out all tension. And as you listen, you can feel a soft tingling starting in your feet. Now, this will work best if your legs are next to each other, ready to become a tail. See, the tips of your feet can already begin to tingle with a strange feeling of transformation. Somehow it feels as if they're becoming more flexible, almost longer, growing in size and shape until your toes are wider than your feet. And this tingling continues through your feet as your legs and your feet seem to melt together, very slowly. Starting at your feet, you can feel a strange tingling spreading through your body as your feet and your legs are slowly becoming one strong, flexible, shimmering, iridescent, scaled tail. Now, of course, this tail is still growing, still flowing, moving, tingling from your feet, slowly moving through your ankles and wanting to move further up your body. And you want it as well, don't you? This curious but amazing feeling. You like this idea of becoming able to swim underwater without having to breathe, to move with incredible speed, flexible, agile, fast. And while I've been talking, your legs have been becoming one strong, well-muscled tail, able to thrash in the water and propel you forward. It's all the way up to your knees already. You can almost feel the slight cool of your scales, moving higher and higher, slowly through your upper legs and going all the way to your hips. Every little wiggle of your toes feels as if you could move so much water with it. Flexing your feet becomes a powerful feeling, and your legs themselves are now one strong, agile tail. The the scales seem to go all the way up to just above your hips. There they thin and become your skin. The rest of your body doesn't need to change much. You can feel a tingling through your hips and your stomach and your chest as they slowly change, able to support breathing underwater, able to stay warm even in the deepest, darkest depths. And the same strong feeling of your new tail is spreading through your arms. You have a feeling that you could almost break through rocks with them. And while they're not actually that strong, they will help you steer, move with such grace and speed underwater. Finally, your head. As the tingling spreads through your arms and shoulders, through your neck, all the way up into your head. Most of the changes are hardly noticeable. The most tingly are your eyes. They become more sensitive, an extra layer on top of them, allowing you to see underwater in even the most subtle of light. And as you take one more deep breath, you can feel yourself suddenly sink deeper and deeper. While you were on the surface before waiting for the change to complete, now you dive. You dive deeper and deeper into that wonderful space at the bottom of the ocean. The cool water doesn't bother you at all, it just refreshes you. And your eyes, blinking a few times to adjust themselves to the deeper, darker colors, start to notice all the little details. Little fish, plants, algae, even the more subtle creatures hiding between the plants. All the beautiful colors of the reefs just stretch out before you. You're still close to the shore. And with just a few movements of your powerful tail, you shoot through the water, going so very fast. Your fingers control your angle, and you can look around. Sometimes your hand stretches out to brush, almost but not quite, over some colorful shapes. Once you really get moving, you notice that sometimes other fish try to keep up with you, but they can't. You're just too fast. Too agile in the water. So without even having to try very hard, you swim circles around some of the fish that try to chase you. In a spiraling move, you finish a row of bubbles around the last fish that chased you. And then you head for the deep. You head for the deep dark. The deep ocean. The water cools down even more, but your skin can easily take it. Your scales keeping you safe from any of the cold. The light diminishes from blue to dark blue to almost absent. And that's when you start to notice the other lights. Glowing plankton, bioluminescent plants, beautiful creatures hiding in the depths. Down here you find crevices and canyons underwater. In the deep, dark ocean you find ships wrecked, the hulls still somewhat intact, but the rest almost completely gone. Sometimes you slow down and swim between them, just to try and find treasure. And you continue, you swim further and further along the bottom of the ocean. You go deeper and deeper still. Some wrecks are small, some of them are larger, but you haven't seen an actual pirate ship yet. You try to find one, you try to find treasure. It's not that you need it for anything, it's just a challenge, just a game. Just something to do while you are swimming so fast, so deep, so good. It takes a while for you to really find the deep. You go down into a canyon and scour the floor, hiding almost in the shadows. You find an ancient pirate ship, a wooden hull, several masts, but of course the sails are long gone, seaweed having taken its place. You find the holes through which cannons once fired. And once inside, you even notice some rusted husks that were once cannons. This looks more promising, and you swim all throughout the ship until finally you find the hold, the place where they would keep treasure. At first glance, it doesn't look very promising. Several boxes, completely rotted ropes, many algae and plants trying to recover this space. But then finally, moving carefully around a large box that is falling apart, you see a chest all the way in the back. You think it's been hidden, made sure not to be found easily if this ship was boarded. Part of your mind is trying to work out all that happened to make this ship land down here. You find the chest. There used to be a lock once, but it was rusted long ago. It takes very little effort to open it, and there is treasure. Well, maybe not as fanciful as just all gold. There seems to be some jewelry inside. Clothes, maybe. They don't look so good anymore. But you find several pieces of bracelets, necklaces, maybe even other things. And you choose one. You choose one to wear. And after you take your prize, your new possession, and put it on, it glitters in the very limited light that you have. With some effort and some careful navigation, you leave the wreck behind. This shipwreck that has given you your well-deserved prize. And finally you realize that it's time to swim home. As you travel deeper and deeper into the ocean, as you go further and further, you finally know where to go. You know where your home is, where you feel safe. In a moment, this file will end, and if my voice follows, you can stay nice and deep in whatever shape you desire. And otherwise, you'll easily awaken, slowly rising from the depths and returning back to human form. Don't worry, you'll breathe just fine. Enjoy.